Well, we're watching new laws for 2016 in the state, but also keeping an eye on the economy, various economies. Some benefit some, and some parts of the economy benefit others. The annual Economic Forecast Forum, Wednesday, business people, economists, and Governor Pat McCrory convened to share their opinions on how the state is doing. Many economists were optimistic. They said 2015 was a big year for the state. 2016 looks even better. WUNC Changing Economy reporter Leonita Inge was there and joins us now on the State of Things. Welcome, Leonita. Good to have you here.
Hi, Frank.
So what are economists saying about economic growth in the state of North Carolina? Will there be some?
Well, they say it's going to be a lot of growth. You know, this time last year at the Economic Forum, economists were saying, you know, the state is in this sweet spot of economic expansion, like we're almost there. You know, everyone was glad that the Great Depression had finally ended in some parts of the state, like you mentioned. And now they say that will continue. And one way they say that will continue and we'll actually see it is probably in our unemployment rate. You know, a year ago, it was about 5.8%. Now, it hasn't moved that much. It's been going up and down a little. But economists Mike Walden from NC State and Harry Davis from the North Carolina Bankers Association from Appalachian State, he says, you know, they say that we should say our unemployment rate dropped about 5.2, 5.3, mm-hmm. you know, look more like the national rate.
That's very interesting. Governor Pat McCrory, as we said, was there, and here's his take on what was happening.
In some areas, the downside, in some areas of our state, we have a skill shortage at this point in time, primarily in IT, construction, welding, electricians, mechanics, and also in healthcare, especially in nursing and other parts of healthcare. And that's one of our great challenges of this pretty big rebound at this point in time.
Okay, so the economy, that is to say economic growth, business is expanding. So that means that we might hear, because what we've heard for a long time for people, particularly in the public sector, education, environmental quality, all those areas, you say, well, you know, budgets are tight. And they understood in the aftermath of 2008, budgets are tight. So with an expanding economy, perhaps you can expect, we don't know, but at least we won't have to hear budgets are tight anymore because there's expanding growth. That I'm sure didn't come up at the conference, but it is something that we can keep at the top of mind as they go into those budget negotiations. What else about the economy? Because these unemployment figures, I know they talked a little bit about unemployment, and one economist in particular said that, well, unemployment might be a little bit distorted because there are a lot of people out of college now who are declared unemployed, but they're not quite in the workplace yet, and they seem to be optimistic about their ability to get jobs. Am I right about that?
That's right. Economists expect a lot of those unemployed college students to now be able to join the workforce and, as they say, move out of their parents' basements apartments or homes. And also they attribute to our unemployment rate fluctuating a bit because so many people seem to be moving to North Carolina. And that's that trend that has been going on for years.
Yeah.
And like Jorge mentioned, the bond referendum, McCrory, the governor, took that opportunity to push the bond referendum, saying that the last bond referendum was in like 2000. 15 years ago, and the state has grown by like 2 million people, right, the size of Nebraska.
Yeah, you say over the past 15 years.
Yes,
the growth,
in 15
business
years.
Business expansion over the past 15 years and population growth. So all that's expected to continue.
Right.
Always a great report. Leonita, thank you so much.
Thank you.
WUNC's Changing Economy reporter, Leonita Inge. Just ahead, a documentary looks at empowering a community of women behind the diverse romantic fiction industry. We'll talk about that on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.